You have to go outside.
Go outside to get warm. Oh, that was really a rough time.
Did, now, in the plants in Inglewood and Downey, did they, I was just wondering, when you first went to work, did they do any kind of thing talking to you about working in a factory or give you a tour or anything like that, or did they just send you into work?
Yeah, just send you into work.
There was never...
Well, they give you a tour of the factory, I should say not. They sent you to that bench and told you to do this.
Do they have any special services, the company? Do they have, like, I know some of the plants had what they called women's counselors.
Well, yeah, they had them, but I never needed anything like that.
What kinds of things would they do?
I don't know.
And do they have anything like for transportation or housing or?
Well, you can be you can go outside and get on a bus and go from one building to another. In that bus, but you can't go outside.
Because
it's all from when you had to wear your badge.
So the what was security like there? What
security? They were nice. But they usually knew everybody. You know, you didn't get in there without that badge or that ID.
So they had like a regular, almost like a police force around there? Or?
Sure they did. Police all through the plant, at the gates.
Was there like a worry during the war that there might be, or I guess even other times too, that about the work you were doing, did you feel, were you told it was secret or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, they'd have a thing that buttoned lips up. You know, when I was working out in North America, I worked up with from one end of that plane to the other. And every part they tell me to do, I couldn't do. One time they had me working under the plane, where I had to reach up over my head and install some kind of thing all day long, and that plane was moving, and I had to move along with it and do my parts, you know. So I got tired of it. One day I went to my lead man. I said, I can't do this. I said, I'm tired of reaching up. And I said, it's not good for me to reach up. Let's see, what can I find for you to do? He said, oh, I know you. I'll let you work in the cockpit. And then he took me outside, and I had to walk up a ladder. And after I walked up to the top of the ladder, then I had to bolt myself over to the cockpit. Then after I got into the cockpit, I had to sit in a crouch all day long, installing, what was that? Something. I worked there that day, and I told him, I can't do that. That's too hard on me. So he said, right, I have to take you away from there then. And then the next time, they put me working on something where I had to get up and get over in there and lay down on top of my breast, you know, and just smash myself to death, you know. So the man said to me, he said, Alma, don't do that. He said, because you lay it on your breast all day long. He said, don't. So you don't kill yourself. I said, oh, yeah, that's right, too. So the next day he came, I said, I can't do that because I'm laying on my breast all day. He says, well, no, you can't do that. So the next time, well, I looked again, he had a man doing it. Oh, we had to fight for our rights.
Yeah.
So we had a union that would really uphold us in anything that we couldn't do.
So did they eventually find
you? They found me another job. And then they put me in blueprints, I think. And I didn't like that. Because I still had to climb up into the planes. Go out. They sent me over to building 110. That's way over across from the main plant. But I parked my car over there. I was driving then. And so I had to get these blueprints and go from one plane to the other to see where the blueprints went. To pick up old prints, maybe I just put that print in there today, and it's obsolete tomorrow. They're not using that one anymore. Take that one out and put the new one in. And that went on all day long, all day long. So that was really a good job. Yeah. All I did was watch the planes take on and take off and go out all day. That was a good job, but they soon took that from me.
Uh-huh.
No, it's transferred me.
Uh-huh. Now, did, when you were working there, did you expect that you would have a job after the war ended?
I could still be working out there.
Uh-huh.
So some of the girls that went to work before I did
uh-huh.
are still out there.
Uh-huh.
38 years.
Uh-huh.
When I had my party Saturday, they will be here.
Uh-huh.
And they're still working out there, 38 years.
Did you?
And they're so pretty, and they look so young and so well taken care of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you, I forgot to ask you, I was going to, that just reminded me of saying they were going to be. What kind of clothing did you have to wear?
Oh, you had to wear slacks.
Mm-hmm. Had you ever worn slacks before?
I was so embarrassed, I didn't know what to do. The first time I put slacks on, I had stood behind the table. I wouldn't come out from behind the table.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. That was your first time?
And my first time wearing pants.
Uh-huh.
I'd get behind that table, and I wouldn't come out from behind the table. And blue jeans was never heard of for women. Oh, Lord, no. Oh, uh-huh. Heavens, no.
So, did you have to wear any kind of special shoe?
Oh, yeah, you had to wear special shoes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know that some of them, they had people wearing hairnets or caps.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's right. We had to wear caps.
Mm-hmm.
Special caps.
Mm-hmm.
Because of your hair. Some of the girls had long hair. And they had pictures where the hair would get caught mm-hmm. in the drill.
Mm-hmm.
And they would scalp them, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, I know that, did they have like, what were the hats
a hood.
Like? Mm-hmm. Like a hood with a
mm-hmm.
bill on them?
A bill on it, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. No, you had to wear hats and safety glasses
uh-huh.
at all times.
Mm-hmm.
They don't wear safety glasses and they don't wear hats now.
Mm-hmm.
They don't wear special shoes.
Yeah. Did were any of the things you were working around dangerous or?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
They were dangerous. Those drill motors are dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know exactly how to. You got to be trained how to use them because otherwise you get caught in it and
mm-hmm.
you can injure yourself seriously.
Mm-hmm. Did you know of anybody who would be, I mean, did you?
I've heard of them.
Yeah.
And they have those very big old motors that they mold stuff with, you know. Mm-hmm. Just come down and one.
Oh, yeah. Like a press?
Yeah, press.
Mm-hmm.
This girl got caught on that and just smashed to the death.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did, now, when you were working there, your husband was away. Was he away most of the time, or was he home sometimes? And
well, I worked there 23 years.
Uh-huh.
But during build time.
Yeah, that's what I was
thinking. I hadn't been working there maybe like 10 years, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Or 8 years during build time.
Uh-huh.
About 8 years.
Mm-hmm. Now he,
And then the rest of the time I worked with Walter.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Now, when, in terms of, like, your social life, well, your life outside of work, what was it like during the war years?
I had a wonderful time.
Mm-hmm.
I had beautiful clothes. I've always sewed, you know, and make myself beautiful clothes and everything. Well, I haven't got any of those things now, but I have clothes that I made back in 1950.
Uh-huh.
Furious, a couple of
uh-huh.
dresses that I made.
So you were still doing your sewing?
I'm still sewing.
Uh-huh. And during the war,
loving every minute of it.
During the war, you did too? You sewed also then?
And even before the war, when I was working at the Patterson's, I used to sew.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And
I had my sewing machine out there where they...
Mm-hmm.
And I used to sew for them.
Mm-hmm.
Sew for the children.
And you had two children, are those, did you, The two children are younger?
One of my children, Billy, stayed out there with me until she was 5 years old. Stayed in Beverly Hills until she was 5 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Billy had never seen a colored person outside of Billy and I.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Only when we brought her in town.
Mm-hmm.
All our activities was in Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm. Now, so you just have the two daughters?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And when, now you'd get home at night, and did you have to cook the dinner?
Oh, yeah, we cooked dinner together.
Uh-huh.
Then Bill went into the Marine Corps. Like I said, my aunt lived with me.
Uh-huh.
She used to do the cooking.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So at least you didn't have to worry
I didn't have to worry about the cooking.
Uh-huh. What would you do on your days off?
Oh, I'd be the... I didn't have it. Just Sunday, I didn't go to church. I had to clean my house.
Mm-hmm.
Clean house and wash and,
uh-huh.
and iron.
People
used to iron then.
Mm-hmm. That's right. No permanent
Who ironed? No, I don't.
Was there, did North America ever have picnics? Or anything?
Oh, yeah. They have picnics now. Wonderful picnics.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We all get together. Christmas parties. And picnic.
Uh-huh.
I go to the Christmas party every year.
Uh-huh.
The picnic.
Uh-huh. Did they have that during the war then too? I think
they did, but I didn't go for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Then they built this wonderful gym out there,
uh-huh.
for the women and men. And I used to work all day and then go back by the gym and do my exercises.
Mm-hmm.
You said it was a good time.
Mm-hmm. Did, now at the time when you
and
were...
And I was driving then.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So that was a little later on? Or...
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Did, during the war, now that would have been both you and your husband, you would have been making a lot more money, it sounds like, than you had before.
Oh, yeah. When I left there, I think I was making about, and I left in 65.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was making over $2 an hour. Now, that was good then. Then.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have to pay as much taxes then.
Mm-hmm. Now, this was the first time you'd really worked completely at your own. I mean, before, the two of you had worked together at the
Patterson.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel about...
working with him?
Getting your own check and...
Well, you see, when Bill and I got married, I was real young and he was young. And that was the first job I had ever had.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't live here. I lived in New Jersey.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I lived in New Jersey with my sister.
Now, at North American, though, you would have had, when you're working at the Pattersons, did they pay you separately or together?
Together.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a time when you were just working there by yourself?
By myself.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And then do you remember how you felt at North American about getting your own money then, your own paycheck? Did it seem that was your first time working in a factory?
Well, I always brought my money home, you know.
Uh-huh.
All my money came home
uh-huh.
for the household.
Uh-huh.
I never just said, this is my money.
Uh-huh.
Never.
Yeah. So your feeling was it all goes into this?
Yeah, into the home.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of things?
Hmm?
I mean, were you able to do more now that you had two incomes coming in again? Or with your husband's and yours? Did it change things much for you financially?
You mean when Bill... Yeah, see, with before Bill died, I saved enough money to put a down payment on this house.
Was that an idea of yours to save for a
because
house?
Because I was living over there on the east side.
Uh-huh.
And the lady that I was living from, she was the meanest woman I'd ever uh-huh. seen in my life. And she'd come there and she'd watch the house and she'd come there and if somebody would close the drawer, she's going to tear my house down.
Huh.
You know.
Uh-huh. Did you just rent some rooms from her, or did you rent a whole house?
I rent a whole house from her.
Uh-huh. But she would still come around?
Yeah, she'd come around, nosing around.
Mm-hmm. and people
kind of nosing around. I hate a better woman.
So what year, when the war ended in, say, 1945, did you, were there layoffs at
Northern? Yeah, I was laid off, but a year later they called me back. I went back to work.
So there was...
They called me back at the $1.26 an hour. Ooh, that was good money. Because I wasn't making any money at all then, you know. And there was no such thing as unemployment. No.
So for a year there...
See, the union got all that for us. Unemployment and The union got the unemployment and the time and a half overtime and,
Did you know that the layoff was coming?
Oh, yeah, we knew it was coming.
Had you expected there to be a layoff?
Well, they didn't know it was coming either, because the way they'd lay you off, you'd be working and they'd send you to come to the office. And you'd go there and they got had the papers all ready for you. You gone.
Just like that, huh?
You gone.
Yeah. So how did you feel when they did that?
Hey, glad to get out of there.
Really?
Oh, gosh, glad. Glad to go. And then when they call you back, you went back.
Did you think that they would call you back?
No, you didn't think they were going to call you back.
You thought that was it?
I went and got myself a job, I think, working in a linen store out on Wilson Boulevard.
Was it less pay?
I think it was 80 cents an hour.
So roughly the same?
Yeah. After handling all these beautiful things, you know, in this fine linen store, she, handkerchiefs, $100 handkerchiefs, and working on trousseaux, you know. Beautiful trousseaux for the millionaires, you know. It was a millionaire store. Poor people didn't go in there.
Yeah, I guess not with $100.
No. And everything was monogram, monogram sheets, monogram towels, monogram, everything. All the linens and tablecloths and napkins. People used cloth napkins then.
Yeah. Now, that was, when they laid you off at the time, you said you felt glad to get out of there?
Sure.
Did you worry at all about finding other work?
No. Because, Wolf was working. I could get along.
Now, that would have been in 45. That was before you...
Yeah, well, Bill was living there.
So you didn't have
to... He was always doing some kind of work.
And this is before he got his
sister. He was on and off the railroad.
Well, maybe this would be a good stopping place for the day, because it's the end of the world.
12 o'clock.
Yeah. You've ended the, it would come to the end of the war years, and what I'd like to do is then come back again.